b'chol dinei simcha. That's the title of the simcha. Although also the simcha, although it's not permitted to be happy during the month of Aviv, and therefore the picha, or yika, tino, the chayko kol shiva, shavi yavu l'gesto. So you hear, you have to be able to breathe, you have to be able to hear. Okay. So, you shouldn't take a baby in your lap because you may come with it. Fine. This has been based on the Gemara in Mori Kotsu. It's a special kind of a thing. You shouldn't take a baby in your lap because you're going to start laughing. It's not a problem. The more significant than in the simmer, it's this base. I'll call on Mason, this was the base of Mishka, the Yacha Shloshim Yom. I'll love the Yalimo, the Yacha Yuzay Sosh. Okay? There's a Mefurish Gemara in Yidmari Tata. Chav Beis on the base. Or it says, I'll call on Mason, cool on the Tata, the Beis of Mishka, the Yacha Zahmet Yom. I'll love the Yalimo, the Yacha Yuzay Sosh. Sorry? This is the verbatim quotation. Oh, says the Gemara. Oh, my God, the Rakhana, the Simchas the Reyes. Wait a second. Was the steer, the Simchas the Reyes, with the Likon of the Altair? Was the Lokashi? Oh, my Aristusa, the Poranusa. What does it mean, Aristusa and Poranusa? So the explanation is given by the Shonim. Aristusa is when you begin a series of round robin social events, going for the 10 couples, and they go from 1 to 10, they first go to 1, they go to 2, to 3, all the way up to 10. But if it starts the series, and you're available, it's not allowed. What does Peranusa mean? Unless you'll just throw out to pay back. Shemishalas and Rashalam and Suda should not do low. So in other words, they go in a series of social events. And to pay back. To pay back by involving yourself in these other social events, and you're allowed to do so. So I think about quoting Shulchan Aruch. Simchas Reyes Shechayim Lefroos on the Yad Mutal Asos on the Yad Achashim Avol Enoch Im Enoch Chayim Lefroo Also the Kondas Bad Lamed Yom Lod of Elimo Until you Beis Kodesh. He's a Kiddush Nifla is found in the Shulchan Aruch based upon earlier sources, the Rif. Al Ola Valimo, Asal Ki Shechayav L'Toro, is author of the Yachiyu Beis Kodesh. That's a Tela Asal. Why is it a Tela Asal? Nor do we assume that the essence of Yachiyu Beis Kodesh is the extension of Shloshim for a year. Whatever is also the Shloshim for other relatives, for a full year, the other Vimo. Is a mutna maisa. For a nusa's mutna b'shar krov within a month. It's also for other Vimo the entire year. How are you talking? How's it possible that the availus of the parents for a year is more common than the availus of shar krovim for the month? A little dumb, it's a pellet. It's not by anyone in the month.
The
shloshim should be extended for a year, and if the parent says to the child, listen, I don't want you to be prepared to have an extra Shabbat off, by the way. Anyone need to come out? Shabbat out?
That's
not the extension, but the pasuk is impossible to say that the din of Yud Beis Kodesh for a parent is more chomer than the din of Shloshim for other folks. The Chodesh of Pella. We don't understand the culture. Come to the Rif. The Rif says so. The Rock says so. Really, what's the Svara? How can it be? In fact, in the Tamil Shon, if I can't, there's a sheet of my cut, Hamad Rabbi Shili Paris. Does the parish Lakesh? We don't understand this rift and the Shulchan. We don't understand. That's number one. Now it's number two. Shulchan Aruch has a heter. Suras mitzvah. The chaburas mitzvah called Shemati Yosef Yisoma, Shem Shemayim, the Zoya Yoko Shem Yisbat La Maisa, Mudder the Ahad Shloshim, and the Tol Shloshim, and the Tol Shloshim, and the Tol Shloshim, and it says, I will do this mitzvah, let for Simcha, and the Tol Shloshim, and the Tol Mutalapo Shamafila Top Shiva, who bowed to the Tesla Beta. Yes, also the students were Shmila, a minute Shlo Lecho, the Shim Sudra Olam, who you have told us, who puts the Beta. Of the Bites, the Kilin, fine. Except the students he's doing. That's us even in his own house. Now the case has time on a Shemin Brothers, where the Balabayish is an available for a parent. But someone asked me, is he allowed to be that? I said, no. I'm a foolish rabbi. Even if it's his own house. What about that? Not certain. It might not be any different story, but we'll get to that later. Okay. Where is this source of Surah Mitzvah? The head of Surah Mitzvah? So take a look in the Rosh, if you have a Gemara in my tongue. Simon Nendei. Oh, come after the Suda Smith, the Iggy, to a same, to the Suda Shus. Over Rabbosi, Tanya, I call a Mason, also the other Mason Mishnah, Ad Namidio, the other the Limo, the Spirit Sound, Ad the Iggy will go Kavero. You know what's happening? Where do we find Iggy Kavero in the parish? Where do we find it in the Gemara? Where do we find it by? You blew up?
Yes.
We had it. That's from, I think, from the Sefer. No, not in the comparison in the Gemara either. Now we have it by Simcha. And we also have a thing called Torah. We'll get to it later. This position is going on a big business trip. Also, you can work on there on the parish post. Interesting. Okay, now it's for the Shem Shemayim. How was the student's misbehaved for Heather? You also need the student to Rishon. See you at the right there. What's the difference? Is that over? It's here. Hailah Shem Shemayim, the Shari Hailah Shem Mat, the Yosef Yisoma, Oni Vania, Shem Shemayim, Lo Yikona Shem is Batla Mait, which Rabbo has the blood of them. Out of the Nisui Osir, Shizmino the student with Kavego, Osir the Yikona Shem. What does that mean? The student's message really works as such. But if it's critical that you be there to make sure that comes off okay, it's a special dispensation. You would tell me. Why is the Chaburah's mitzvah, Kiddush HaKodesh, was it? Chaburah's mitzvah, Chaburah's Tetra, Chaburah's Achilles Kutchen, Omar Shashani, Chaim Koldomit, Yisrof, Ba'atno, Afagat, Shalopah, the Chaburah, Yesh, the Mishnah, the Simchom, Chol, the Lepira, the Mishlosh, the Veil, the Shalom, the Nilo, the Tov, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Chalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Shalom, against Shavet. The Torah, you based Kodesh on the upper image should be the same as Shavuot of Shach Tovah. Why is he saying all special dispensation only for you based Kodesh? And I have to go on about tonight because the Rish says that you say that the last 11 months of the year for a parent Amor Chavor that Shavuot of Shach Tovah. There's no Heter for a Nusa. And now the Rosh is saying, Pumpaket, that he's a Tehra of Surah Mitzvah, etc., only apply when? To the last 11 months of Odi. Or do not apply to the function of Shachrov. Nor is Chalukas. What's going on over here? I would say that exactly they're identical. And I have two Rishon who are saying two different directions. There's nothing to it. The Bach says, this is Shver Shrivet. Whatever heter you have for Yud-Bet Kodesh on the Vimo, the same heter must perforce apply to Shach Grovin with its love. The Shach goes to Bach. The Kotten Gimel. Shabbat. Gimel says, Ramah says, I'm a soul climber, also the host of the Mitzvah, that says the Shach. Mashma, feel the Shach Krovim. Not only over the Emo, he's a Shach Krovim. So slow, she was up. The Bach and his Mutz. That's the other way of Ramah. The Torah, Mukh of Kapir Shabbat. The Rishlum of Kavachomer. Umad to the Tzmerein. Shechai of the Torah, Shechai of the Torah, Shechai of the Torah, Shechai of the Torah, Mutter Bishakrov and Tov Lamed. Right, as we saw, that Shemutter Ba'avim Vimo Tov Yudbeis Kodesh, Sudas Mitzvah, Eno Din Shemutter Bishakrov and Tov Lamed. All the Galatik of Dagomer Vav. Nope. So the question is, how can anyone argue with the Bible? How can anybody argue? But Mukhut Mahok, Shach is very shvet. Because the problem with this double brother is even the Rosh himself. Because the Rosh here calls both Jesus. And he, take that back. Here the Rosh calls Jesus a rib. That for Anusa is up to Amavima Yudbeis Kodesh. And later he says that there's no distinction at all between Yudbeis Kodesh and Amavima and Shlosh of Shach Kro. Steven the Rosh himself. So I want to say it's something. Where did the Hefer Torah Nusa come from? Let's go back to the basics. Why is, what's the basis for the Hefer Torah Nusa? Because of Hela Atum. Who cares for Torah Nusa? You have a social obligation. You have a social obligation. Avia Tzuchus Aveir. Nine mice. Nothing American. Who's going to say it's an American concept? You know, they have social obligations, that night, you have to pay back your social debt. You have to have this party, you know, what's going on? It's a reform. Look what's happening. It's ridiculous. Oh. So then I make the following suggestion. Rashi sounds like an American. Forgive me for the pejorative. Rashi says, I'm not Russian. For a Nusa Shemeshala, Suda Shinapolo, you can't stop. You know why? She Eshkalo Shalo Yeshala. Rabbi, I have to drive on Shabbos. It's impossible otherwise. What's going on over here? I mean, Eshkalo. What's going on over here? It's America. What's not a Russian? Here's a Russian. It's a fake Russian. It's not an American. Whatever he heard, he was. What's going on? So that says something. What somebody does when he's forced to do it, by definition, is not an absolute symbol. It's not a little philosophical. What if I want to engage in a particular activity, so it can be viewed as an act of great happiness. If I'm in effect forced to do it by whatever it may be, whether it be a social obligation or whatever, it's not a complete symbol. Because I have no choice. If I have no choice to do it, the complete feeling of simcha is somewhat lacking. That's the case. What's wrong? We need the air. Yeah, cooling up. Yeah. Balls are going. So, is he called quiet cooler? Like, you know, Russian Saki Nara. Yeah. So, Rabotai, I'm saying the following yourself. We shouldn't think that it's what we call our language the Chuyah. It's an Isser of Simcha. And it's Nivcha because you have a social obligation. I'm saying a different verb, Futra. It's a social obligation that lowers the level of Simcha's experience. And it's made us in the category of Futra. There's no violation of Simcha in the first place, not an absolute Simcha. Oh. The Mele of both, I want to make the following shot, suggest the following shot in the Rif. I think it's a good shot. The Rif calls a Pella Otum. How can he say this? We're more marked by other people, you think Kodesh, than the Shah Krov and Tov Lamed. A Pella. It's a Pella. What? The Rif, well, the Rif says so. So the Dovah Rabba took the risk to be saying, in a certain sense, that the Avel for other people is more Chomer for a year than the Shat Rabba for a month. That's Kavah Chomer. The whole thing's a Pele. But they might Shat. Chak to Shom. No, it's not true. The Avel for other people is not more Chomer than Shlosh and Shat Rabba. If anything, it's more Kavah. If anything, it's on the rush. Nope. The Hav Kavah for a new system more Chomer. Here's a shot of it. There's someone in the world in which we live. Now, I don't want to sound like a being involved in relativism, but what can I do? If social obligation, by definition, limit the level of simcha, because you do it because you're forced to do it, so these social obligations become relevant halakhically. Can't help it. It's like, The average person, to make a psychological assumption, the average person understands the critical difference between, just to give an example, the losing of the loss of a parent and the loss of a sibling. Of course, you might say that given the generational and the age, difference in today's world, and people say, oh, your father's an old man, your mother's an old woman, so, you know, but your brother and your sister are younger. But that's just, that's American time. The best generation. But, no offense to Mashkia, just, what I need to say is that from the perspective of the world, a person loses a parent, this is, you know, this is the worst thing. It's so terrible. It's tremendous denigration that a person owes to a parent. That's beyond words. And yet they say you only have two. Like one father, one mother. Whereas siblings, or other relatives, as maybe in a sense more devastating emotionally, the younger, even a child, a spouse, maybe more devastating emotionally, but the sense of akaras atol, that a person's required to have a father and mother, that's all you thought of human beings in the Shina Christ. This critical requirement of gratitude to a parent is something which is, I'm assuming, is in the mindset of the average person. And the average person, we're talking about this person who is dealing in our circle, the average person understands that someone lost a parent can't expect to pay back social obligations. It's been completely overtaken and overcome by the terrible loss. Father, mother, brought you into this world, you owe so much to them. So, now I expect the guy to go make a party. Can't expect it. The people don't even expect it. If the people don't expect it, you're not allowed to do it. But the reason for the rib sin, that the hefet for redusa does not apply to other people, you're saying, it's not because the avelus is more common. Because the expectation, what they call out in the meeting negotiations, lowered expectations. Well, this is one of the buzzwords now. Lowered expectations. There are lowered expectations in the case of avelus and father and mother. Everyone understands. Father and mother. It's so overwhelming and the gratitude is so strong. They can't expect the guy to start making a party just because he owes you one. That's a shock. They're not going to hook up their parents. The male are both say, these people are expected to understand, be understanding. The male has no social expectation. The male has no obligation to do it socially. The male has nothing to do it. The whole half is if it's fully expected of you, then as I said before, the only have much choice. There's no choice, it's not considered a full symptom. But over here, where it's not so expected of you, so therefore, you have a choice to say no. You can say yes, to consider a full simcha, and it's all. That's not the risk. The male Rabbah can understand very well is a pyrrhical to the Kabbalah Homer of the Dalam Rabbah. The Dalam Rabbah was assuming that Avelus Ami was more Homer. Wrong, half the Shalom. Either it's the same, Shakrom, Shloshim, and Ami, you did, which is my first Nadia, or if anything, as I said before, Faket, all of the Imam was more cow than a slot of the Shakrovi. Shakter. And a veil is other the emo's walk out, and they were the turn their parent of Sudas Mitzvah to fly to you say so that other emo does not apply to Shlosh of the Shakra. This is so. It seems to me, Rabotai, that perhaps we can suggest that that also shot perhaps in what we call Ash Yigru Bochaveru. We saw the rush, the rivet, Ash Yigru Bochaveru. If it did, take a look at Simon's back of Simon's Shin Pei, Sif Chapei. This is based upon the Rishon. There it says, I'll call our Mason, Osir Adlamid Yom, Leila Pusora the Meirocho. The Ika Pierce of God of the Dollar of Simcha, Shola Pishayor of the Dollar of Snake and Harvey Vedera. Okay. God of the Imam, Ashayiguru Bokabera of the Yomu Lake Imam. Push, Shabana. What's up with the Meister? Yigur Bokabera of Yomu Lake Imam. What's going on? Understand. When it comes to Giyus, it's historic. Yigiru Bokhaveh, we understand it to mean that you look so hideous that you're not expected to be a pariah, to be an ogre, to be someone who could the master completely, even though there's a fear of Tav Kibbut Aveh. We understand that your personal looks up to a point are critical in the cover of Briyas, whatever, but you understand. What does Yigur Bokhaveh have to do with Shayara or with Simcha, as it's called in the rush? So perhaps the same result about that. Not the same result. What do I mean? Doesn't mean I have to actually tell you. The same thing happens to someone never has lost a relative, grows a beard for a month. And they tell us, you look ugly. You're doing it, somebody is doing a favor. You learned yeshiva, you give up a veil, he's gone. You look terrible. I'm going to get rid of that. But the positive more point out is not necessary. I mean, you want to do it, I'm not. Do it gently. Not to actually say, you look terrible. Take a look over back in yesterday, Simon Shinsadi, Steve Dallin, the Drukhe Yosef. Actually, Guru. I'm a Dastim, Dastim, Goro Mutter. From Logo Arosi Ventodish, and Zivri Havai. Stus. So also Agara Hiamateras also. Hashiru Shimatiro. Shim Shim Shia, Shah Shia, Haroli Gorbo Kaveh, Afso Goro, Yoko the Stopper, Ventoroki Ventodish. This is the Rishon. Fine? So, it's Roy. So same up presumably over here also. It should paint this cafe. What is the lesson of the Yishalmi? Mr. Panaro? Ashi Yigru Bokhaveh of Yomu Lehi Mun. Hey man, you gotta come. What's this, America again? So, yeah, you have to come. Yes, sir. Here's the answer perhaps. If you have to come, it's typical discount. You have to be there. It's a social obligation. Or a business obligation for that matter. You're running a big business and people go on these business trips and everyone goes and everyone helps each other out and they need you. Yeah. Even though they have to, I'm sorry to give you the best I can give today. The best I can give today is a month of it, what we call a business convention. You know, you go to the center of Las Vegas, 10,000, I'll say it, it should be a center, doctors. We also medical businessmen. So they have 10,000 doctors of certain, they all come to New Orleans. I know what happens there. I know what happens to Mexico. The Mexico will go there. New Orleans, the Mardi Gras. You know, they don't pick some kind of they don't pick B'nai Brah to have a convention or something like that. Can I tell you? They pick these frail little places they can go, there's some stuff there. So they should be doing that if you're in America. So shouldn't be going on these kind of business trips. So they had the equivalent of the Gemara too. Yeah, there were any Ariz. And they had all kinds of why women and so on. I can imagine going on over this thing. It's not appropriate for, like, anybody's play, but it's not appropriate for a, for an normal sinner to be in that kind of a setting. But he's a computer whiz. And they all, they have 10 computer whiz and they go around and they need him. They need him. They need him because he has certain expertise in the field. Without him, they can't sell their wares. There's no choice. So he has to go. There's a business obligation that discounts the simple. It's less than a simple. It's like a simple to the Ender of Kuranutsu. Perhaps we can say Afshan, he grew up up there with respect to Korah, which is an incessant sin of a sin of sin. That's the case, Rebbe Otay. If that's the case, somebody who feels he has to go to a certain simple, a social, a very strong social obligation, or other communal obligation, to attend a particular simcha, this might be a mitigating factor that he feels he just has to go. The kolbo on a veil. Hey! Simon Alice. Verse 24. Re'ei Zephela, he says. Matzazi ve'el magalchin, in the rush. I'll call a mason, supposed to be on the Beit HaMishnah. Lo'ri la'at yigur b'ak ha'veo. He found us, so we were there. He found us. We found it also. We had it before the Kovah. We also found it. Re'ei Zephela. But the post is not quoted Shabbat. Oh. Interesting. It's quoted Shabbat now, but it's a Torah, which is also the Shabbat Simcha. But if they say Mishnah proper, that's the Shintay, Shintay was not quoted. I can't tell you. That's the case. Usudal piruach Yisroel Saba. Im yesh lo sorach mutal ishtadah. So what the Kovah did over here, he said, if you have a Torah, it's Torah, please. Presumably there's a kind of a Torah, a social chiyuv, you have to go. So how do we define it, though? It's a little bit interesting. Another, I think, exception to something which is written in this footnote. When is it after? Da'af k'meshem chokum m'cholom after a poskim of l'shtatim. But now it's Ruach Yisroel Saba. What? There's no bit of m'cholom by a students by a student kashma of the Ruach Yisroel Saba? Well, what's in the Mishnah? The case of Rakhman back out. What are you talking about? I can't understand. That was a Yekish wedding. I want Kibbutz. It says in the Rakhman, this is Kiddush Levana, the first one to dance by a Kiddush Levana, the same way dance by a wedding. They have to hack up the Yekish don't dance. So that's the answer. They dance by a wedding. I mean, you know, yeah. I shouldn't say that. It's really not a nice thing to say. But I'm just trying to give you as a marshal over here, that I don't know why. But on the other hand, it seems to me those truths, on the other hand, to have an obligation, a social obligation to attend a wedding with all the dancing, is today almost non-existent. I say almost non-existent, but I didn't say non-existent. I was at a wedding last week, and the father of the chassid was in Avila, her parents. He came to the wedding. So for some reason, the rabbi told him, he's allowed to come to the wedding. He's allowed to dance. He's only allowed to dance if the band does not play. Except the one rabbi, what? Where did this come from? So, this is a hazard of dance because you don't want, otherwise we call it social obligation. Oh, we'll see another throw later on. So, come with them. And if it's us, for whatever reason, that you're up, because the band stops playing. This is not a band, this is a caller. So, we'll come to that later. I just want to give you an interesting idea of this book. I'm trying to say to you this problem. A social obligation, I'm willing to concede the principle that a social obligation would apply here. But I'm saying the reason why the Shabbat left it out is perhaps because it's such a powerful social obligation to go to attend such a synagogue is very rare. Perhaps when we talk about the Masiyot of Yisrael also, that I did a Tchuyah. It will let you do the issue because otherwise it's catastrophic. If you don't come take care of the Yosef of the Yosef. No, Butra. The Yosef and the Yosef are on and on. If you don't show up, then the whole thing's going to fall apart. There are those days when it was negotiated. It's like a closing. I'm kidding. Even in the Yiddish folk of 100 years ago, a chas like a closing. Chasm comes, and it's look, he wants to up to the down 10,000 rubles. Oh, the Rebbe's gone crazy. They always say, the closing. Plus, like I say, it's like a buy a building. So they up the price at the last minute. This is not much, that's how it was. So you say, you have to be yourself, you know, because anything go wrong, the guy has to be there. Not a hutsu, it's a hutsu. But in most weddings, if they brought Hashem, they wanted to reach, everyone to appear, or so it would appear. Well, just one side of the beer. The army is same kind of obligation. You have to be so. You have to come. On the other hand, I believe strongly. We'll get to this later. This is a very good head for a rogue to come to a wedding of a talmid or of a malavos, even in a vet. Even if he's not the Masada Kedushin. If he's Masada Kedushin, Mamash, that's what he says in the parish and post. That's the parish and post. And it's the basis for it. It's a social obligation. He's the Rav of the Shul or the Rosh Hashiva. He has an obligation to Talmidim. I feel it's very strong. Obligation to Talmidim. Whether you're a Rav or a Shul or a Rebbe to Talmidim. You know, often the obligation is Avelis or no Avelis. Is a function of who else is there. You know, there are many Rabbanim who they'll come Avelis or no, they'll fly, fall, or wherever they go, because they see the Zedok as a Mok of Shein HaNoshim. Rebbe, if you don't come, Rob, if you don't come, I'm in trouble. Yes, but Tom is about to stay away. No, I mean, that's a little... He's not the halacha. It's the question of giving us a dozen. You know? I've had this thing, I need you, Rebbe. I need you. So when I need you, I won't do almost anything. On the other hand, with this comic, though, I had a case. Let's do it on the list. I was in Camp Arasha, and someone got engaged in late December. And they decided to make the wedding something July 4th, something like that, because it was a legal holiday. So I'm not on my back. I didn't come. I was also in Messiah position, because the Bochoshev Rav canceled out, but to his credit, there's a Bochoshev Rav Shiva. I can tell you who it is, because it's the Shavuot, the Baron Shepard from Chaim Berlin. I love that man. I don't really know him well, just from watching him at Christmas. So go to any class of the Talmud, Chaim Berlin. Money, no money, family, no family. He'll come at the beginning of the day till the end, and he'll dance up the storm. The man is not a youngster, I mean, he's old, like, I saw it, my own eyes. Some of them I knew, Mamish, there's no money and no yichus, nothing, zero. And he came early and he stayed late, and I was so impressed. He was supposed to be in the seventh grade, this individual, and who's come to a lot of money and a lot of yichus and a lot of old glitz. Unbelievable. And he opted to go to a Talmud who had no money and no yichud. I was so impressed. I'm in awe. But I still didn't come to the wedding. Why? Because this family had five other very chashuv rabbanim. Rabbanim, rabbeim, very chashuv people. They didn't need me. I should be there. I'm not here on July 4th, it's not a good day for me. So if someone gets engaged in May and wants to make a wedding in July, I have much more achronim. Because, you know, we could do it any earlier. But I didn't go to the wedding. Give me an example. On the other hand, when I was in Avelis, and I got out up from Shiva, it was a Tuesday morning, Wednesday night, I was ready at the wedding. I'm pretty sure a chef was inside the solution. But the young man had money. And it would stare at him, it would bother him if I didn't show up. Because then I guess he realized, but I didn't say. I went, I fed him a fish. You know, I thought it was important that I could see him sitting with him. And I got a bronc and I left. Yes. I don't think you're factor right. I think that. So the Rav, again, the Rav, when I say Rav Shem Khan, I only mean the Rav is going to get what we call today, forgive me for the expression, a kibbutz. Because, what can I say, it's a funny thing, kibbutz. Kibbutz, as the word applies, has a lot to do with honor, and people feel, you know, it works different ways. People feel honored if their rabbi, you know, their rebbe can come, and they can say, ooh, this guy's he learned by this rebbe, or he's a salabas, this rabbi shul. It means something to him. Cut two ways, by the way. the same way as some people anyway. Some Rabbanim and Rosh Hashivas would feel almost insulted if they aren't given a particular kippur. And I'll give you some advice. If you're involved in marriage plans, give everything away. Some people landed in a wedding on Monday night, but you may have heard a strange thing, that the Tzadik Kala got 6 brachas in a row. All the 6 brachas, the people from the neighborhood of the Kala with one Rebbe at the end. So someone asked, what about the Chas has no Rabbanim on his side, Rosh Hashivas, and no this? So the answer is that when the father of the Kala says, I have 5 Rabbanim from the town, they want to be Mechaber them and have Eved. So the father of the Chassid said, Zazak Hashem. That's so yours. Zachalai. The mother of the Kala looks funny. The mother of the Chassid looks a little funny. And the father of the Chassid said, it's all yours. All the father of the Chassid cared about was that the grandparents of the Chassid should be taken care of. That's all he cared about. And everyone else, all the other Rabbanim, Rosh Hashivas, and there are many, many Chassid people. That's kibbutz. Kibbutz is a very tough business, kibbutz. But because of this, it's a funny thing, but because of this reality, I feel it's a special obligation, when possible, for a Talmud or a Rebbe or a Rav Shul to appear at such events. And I think it would be included in this kind of a heaven. As opposed to a next door neighbor, of course, your next door neighbor should come. All your relatives should come. You have cousins. First cousins, first cousins are very close to me. Very close to me. Well, when I was in Abelis, some of you may know I'm a cousin of my Caleb, Shalika, from Paraguay. Very close cousin, not Sam. When he made a wedding for an older store, I was in Abelis, and I told him, sorry, my wife, of course, is going to come. I'm not coming at all for anything. I'm staying home. But of course. I knew, yes. My mother was one of his favorite aunts, and he's like, you, of course, I've come for you. Don't come. And of course, I understand. And if he wouldn't understand, I mean, he's a son of Kaka. We're going to submit the wood. There's a limit. And Afinami, I would say, if it's an absolute share, there would be some kind of a head there in principle, based on what you're saying, Afinami. But I would be very limited in practice. Very limited. A very close person. There is basically, I agree with you. But I'm afraid to say it too broadly because it can be obviously to be abused. Very easy to be abused. Neighbor, cousin, how close the neighbor, how close the cousin, they were supposed to be invited to the wedding. Oh, obviously invited me. So if I won't come, I'm going to stay. Yeah, so, yes, sir.
In these cases, when that's there,
most, generally speaking, it's almost nobody, except for parents, in my view, that if you're not going to come to the suitor, it's going to share. Maybe a grandparent. I don't know. That's my view on it. I mean, I'm wrong. I think the world thinks I'm wrong, and I'll explain to you why, what their basis and why I disagree with them. But, some of the chuppah had 2 things going for it. Number one, considering the biggest shtar, you couldn't be able to observe the ceremony. And number two, as we'll see soon, the chuppah is not shabbat of simcha. It's a meal. That's very much. Yeah, I'm sorry. No. It could be, there could be very, somebody's a very frail. So it's baruch Hashem, baruch simcha. So someone shouldn't be there because he's not there. Okay. I have a big fight about this very point. Can a person go into the Beit HaChuppah to hear the brachas? Or, a different question, to go into the Sukkah without eating?
Big machlokes.
So the Chorus of the Purusha Gemara is there. I'll call our base and kulon, nichnas the base at simcha, liyachalam and yom. And otherwise, it can't be nichnas. What does nichnas mean? Oh, nichnas means he can't come in. Let's say okel. It says nichnas. I'm in my base again. Yeish, no, against the nichnas of the Tokyo, based on the base of Kukuk, לשמוע ברוכס או לבקר אבל לא להפילה. So the small brochas or the vaca, here the brochas, I understand. The vaca is something you need to go into the place where they're eating, but you can't eat. The Yeshua Machirim, can it doesn't cloud, sounds like you can't go to the chukra, too extreme. Ramban da kosa she also the kosa shem cloud. So the ola dika simcha the chukra, afila shalom b'shat achila, and he calls the gemara chukra, abba septa. Chafen the day, וכן לא רק את האשכנז, סופי בית קודש, עומד חוץ לבית לבית, לשמוע ברוכס ונדיחס לבית כלל. You know, you're supposed to go to the fire, they have a sound system outside, have a new cooker, or a pass, they have a sound system outside. So that they have air, they can hear the brook. But it's almost out of it. They do this, they hear the sound system, or just through the window. This is the Rosh Hashanah member. The Joseph here quotes a Shuas Maimonides that it's mutter to go into the Mokka Birchas Eretz of an Insuin, she ain't shon shum simcha. There's a quote, lo rikud lo tipuach v'skolk. They understand me, they used to have the sweaters in the shul, or in the chaser of the shul, and there was no band. There was that band. So my real son, you now have a wedding without a band. There's not to be 10 pieces, but they have to have a band. So my real, because they know the band makes a trailer. So presumably that the band was the Mokama, where they danced, or where they had the chuppah. There was no band. So it's not a Mokama Riku, they didn't dance. They didn't clap. This was a solemn occasion. In my opinion, you have a band, and the band is playing very slow music, everyone's crying. It's also no band. But that's not a band that we're talking about. The problem is, it's not a there. They dance their after the chuppah. That's the problem. The expression of the Agos Maimon, Chumas Maimon, is there was nothing. No scope, and no tikua, and no rikud. You get the impression from that lesson that there wasn't anything in that place ever. Not before, not after, never. So you cannot characterize that place as a base hamishter, as a base of simple. This is lush. We have the Shuvah Maimon in the back. Quotes from Rabbi Yoh. Le'elam b'birkas yisuh and b'birkas eretz and mutam miyadach at shiva shereen shem shum simcha lo rika lo tipuach uskok. So ain't some. Know what he's there by the time. So what will happen, he'll go to the chuppah, go to the shita, and he'll walk out before they want to sing English, thank you, we shall like. He'll walk out. So no one's gonna dance before they finish English, thank you, we shall like. He'll be out of the room, he'll be out of the building by the time they start to dance. Still not 100% sure that would apply. Because the mock of the place. But I guess it's very strange, you can't not have been Saravara, Bal Shem Sofer. Even though there's going to be dancing in that room later, it hasn't been a dancing there until now, it's Makam Lach, Lach. So according to this Shita, it seems to me, it's Mutter today to go into a Chuppah, according to this Shita, even though the band is playing only slow stuff. Even if it's going to be dancing, it's only to walk out before they drag up the band and start dancing. Came near Lee, according to this Shita. Yeah. Any topic and Harry can come to a chuppah. It's not included in the first place. It's not a basic simcha. You can't go to the wet, can't go to the meal. You can come to them. I want to take the issue, you have to be honest. Those who are making like the cheetah, you can't look down upon them. It's a legitimate cheetah in halacha that a person in a velus with no connection can come to a chuppah and sit there for the whole chuppah and hear the brokers and walk out before they start dancing. It's a legitimate point of view. I'm not advocating it across the board, because I'm fine after this. Right? But it is a legitimate point of view. The Makara calls two sheetahs. Just give them. The Kornet, the Chuppah, the Shalom, the Shalom, the Achil, the Shmoah, the Brochus, the Yesh Matir, the Yesh Ofter. He doesn't say. It doesn't make out wrong. The Ramot says, Avalo, he Kornet, the base, the bias cloud. The Shor, the Omdim, the Shabim, the Shmoah, the Chos, the Kala, the Chaynoah, the Ashkenah. three mitzvot chasam b'kal. I happen to be in the sales music, trombone and the horn and all kind of those kind of guys. But it's the violin. Everyone's crying. That's the reason to answer. I don't believe it's the reason to answer. So therefore, there are more of second stance specifically, and there are more that goes further than that. The chalz of a bias also nachasna shalchem b'shalchem b'smeichem sham. Where it's 2 days, and of course the sun, the machmir should even walk in. Our bechukah shalchem the beis hakneses shem levarach shapirchas eretz and nisuin veishem simchat klal mutli merach hashiva v'yeh shalchem hashloshim v'chein irali. So I'm more known to the hafri. And there's something to your beis kodesh as well. The kolok of nirish the ovel yochel levarach shapirchas eretz and nisuin tachat hachubah shem beis hakneses. That means that he's the Rav of Lada Kamen Yimitzad HaKidush, the first Ramah. Is it a Chuya? Is no one else? Some else? No. Kupas in a Hutra, I have a social obligation. Rabbi X is his Rebbe. Rabbi Y is also his Rebbe. Rabbi X is his main Rebbe, or his Rosh Hashiva, or his Shul Rabbi. It's a great obligation. That's why I understand this Ramah. In any event, it's better not to go even to a Kupas, based upon this Ramah. But there are 2 days, can't deny it. So I would say, Tzir of Shnei Yaka, something like that. Strong sense of obligation, as if he doesn't come to be a disturbance and he feels this obligation, it's only to go to the kuppah, to kind of sex thing. But it's not from the hustle, but I do it grudgingly. I don't want this to become a wild head. Well, in rare cases, it can be made, yes. What about you? Oh, the meeting of I got a phone call the next day. My wife took the call. Everyone had a different thing to say about her phone call. This is a different kind of call. He never was such a mirror by a husband. That's a mirror was confounded. I saw a guy out to make 1 million of a mirror, walk to a star without the band playing, and it was completely one. I knew it would be someone out of it. He was doing that other thing. Sometimes I have a fear. He makes an early mirror. So I want to stop what he's doing here. So I didn't say anything. He was a big rattle and a big tree, is much taller than me. I wasn't going to start up with it. So, but he made his own menu. And then the guy, I was so proud, my guy in the conference learned that Yoni. I said, I want you, it's an hour, you have an hour to learn that Yoni after the book. I was so excited. They learned that Yoni, they made their own menu. And then I said, one of the men I saw breakaways is happening in the hall with the band, with everything. But I think, I saw three, I think everyone was, I got a call, what a gefaldige man. Who doubts me? That guy doubts me. He was supposed to be a good friend of ours. He was supposed to come to the. He said he's coming, or his sister. They canceled. But they really have your side that night. They told me he'd come to the chuppah. The chuppah would be over by Shkia. Depends on his point over. In the Shkia, he was lying started by Shkia. 8:29. Kept looking at the schedule. There was a little delay, of game getting the people in. Getting people into that room, it was just, we didn't have any traffic cops in that, we had to travel the way out, and then on the way in. Anyway, it's all fine, so. So, he had a yard, they died with a geschmack of marriage. I'm just getting started, so that minute goes as this. The Ramban and Tesh, Kuf, Tadi, Tesh, close to Raya. Interesting Raya of a Kumran. Ain't our bailus of Nogam Simcha? How do you know? Aval ain't our Nogam Bailus Beregel. The Siv is the Mach of the Chagel. That's next week's year. Alma you may Simcha Lavi may our bailus. You may our bailus Lavi may Simcha. Huh? What's Sarai at us? I agree. But the Mechila will say, a guy walks in and doesn't eat. If you know, it's almost a time. You walk into a wedding hall and there's, oh, delicious food. The more delicious, the bigger time. You can't touch it. You know, some people talk about, the Osset Lavo, the great Chai for Tzadikim, the great Onish for the Rishoyim. But some of the Osset Onish for the Rishoyim, they're going to wash the Tzadikim, and they can't have any, they can't partake. Sorry about that. No, my blood is that. I won't go into the process. So, the guy walks into the basement and he It's so sumptuous. And they tell him that you can't eat it. What does that have to do with the raya? Ain't simcha b'makom avelik? I agree. It's mishkan simcha. You can't eat. But carrots are more delicious of food, and everyone's savoring it and enjoying it. You know you're not allowed to do it. That tempers your simcha significantly. For yeshiva b'chava. And else, we eat very delicious. For yeshiva b'chava. Can't eat. I mean, I don't see this right either. Who knows sugar is here? Some people. The Gemara doesn't say in the Kotei, in the opening shiur, the Kotei, the leg of the sugar, the leg of the sugar. What's the proof? What do you see? You see in the two dinners, Achila and Simcha. You see the concept of Simcha the Chosan, Vahmi Achila the Suri. Again, I agree. I don't deny the fact that there exists a concept of simple. What? Simple to all eating. Not that I had to say that. But cares. And then I can prove something different to me. That without achila, there can be no simple. How do I know? Who knows Akamar about that? Exactly. A simple, Ella the Mokum achila. Ella the Mokum suda. That's a cost of Homan and Kulam Surah and Azuka. It's a Raya of Kula from that same dock. I think it's a Raya of Kula. The Rambam proved that there exists an inner simcha over and above Suda. I'm asking, but I'm saying the Suda is a prerequisite for that simcha. And Suda is a Suda before she comes. Okay. You are. Correct. I agree with you. The first one is a big Suda when it comes to a chuppah all the way to Suda. That's number one. And number two, it's arguable the reason why A simcha over and above Suda is that you got to eat. That's totally arguable. It's not such a shock. So the male, there are, it seems to me there's a very solid ground for the Rishonim who say that you're allowed to go to a chuppah and even to go to smoke a food without eating. Nevertheless, there's a push, there's our Gemara is not that way. Also, the Karnesh can't go in because he's saying it's the whole Avirah Simcha. So I tell people to go into the meal is very hard to be made. You're going to want to make you. Very hard to be made. To go into the chuppah, there are more serious grounds again to be made for two reasons. One, intrinsically, and two, we call an eight, I call the obligation, and the sharing is more by the chuppah than by the meal. That's how I think the psychological is the reality. You know, your neighbor, your friend, your cousin, at least kind of witness the ceremony, which is, you know, the much more, after all, as important as eating is, that getting married is more important than the costume. So, in terms of the relationship perception. But that's what I tell people. There are more here which you read at length. The sources are originally quoted in the Dark Emotion. Hi, Alex. This button day. My name is Jewish, my name, I think. Hit the Lakonis, the Virtus, Eris, and the Tsu, and the Mako, the Lekas, and the Cloud. No record, etc. They didn't see through the street. I will economize the Mokum Shaosim Asuda Mirofat Shosheva Baruch Zachar Asuda, even the Agos Maimri, which means Shubas Maimri, more than the Asuda. Paul Dika Shem Simcha. I think that's correct. There are three sheets of Rosh Hashanah. Either you can even go into the Suda room as long as you don't eat. Or the other extreme, you can't go to the chuppah, or the tetrad position, if you're allowed to go to the chuppah, but you're not allowed to go into the room where they're eating at all. And I add, if you go to the chuppah, you should really try to get out before they start the dance. The middle view, I think, is what the eighth of me this month, but you should try to avoid it unless you have a very great sorrow to do it. And it goes on and on in the Dark Emotion, a great length. Fine. How about with Mila? So in Dr. Moshe and in Ramo itself, he discusses with Mila. Yes, also in the students with Mila. Now, Midik Shalom Lecho, not as he says, the Shem Suda Baola. What does that mean? We can make the following compromise. Again, better to say all. Always better to say all. Asher Shabbatel. You don't have to go start getting involved in Satan's over here. If you feel an obligation to go, because the bris itself is the cutting of Adi Arago. It's not a chuppah. So once you cut the, give the name of the baby, it's Avadis for it. But to stay for the meal, it's better not to stay. But if you shout a chak, I tell people they should stay, but not eat. It's wakal. The bris meal is not the same as a chak. It's not much of a problem. The bris meal is wakal, and therefore if you have to be there, just go and don't eat. Fascinating concept, which has I think been excuse me, hold on. Is everything clear so far? We have our both sides, let me add another one. The dog of the revolver quotes an interesting cooler. Right here he says, look at the shock back in Reshna Revolver. See him as sex as mother. The soon as Bar Mitzvah with the Amshul Shlomo, Dino can see him as sex. The idea of Madar Dorish, etc., etc. The pattern is an exception, a Tudat Torah. A Tudat Torah is what they're going to be able to go to. The Mishnah Brewer writes at the beginning of Dukkot Simchat Torah, he was on the Ambat, not mistaken. Where's Mishnah Brewer above? Is that it? One of those? Mishnah Brewer writes at the beginning of Sumprash Tamach says that this Tudat that he used to have was covered Simchat Torah, had almost submitted to a tent. See him? Is it? How about the Kodesh, Yoko Lepa, as soon as Mr. Zoo? Which? I'm going to be curious. As soon as Torah. Is it Seal? Is it Torah? And the Bar Mitzvah, which is supposed to be, as I explained on a different occasion, as soon as Torah, the Ikon Bar Mitzvah is as soon as Torah. The father completes the Manuka Lepa, the Spinaka, and the Dari Abov. My kids, it's a long story, not for now. So I think it would have to be a real Bar Mitzvah. What's the Bar Mitzvah? It should be Drosh. The Prophet should Darash. It should be. In America, when they say it's more Bar than Mitzvah, that's not a. There's no answer for that. No answer for that. It shouldn't be. It's not an Avail. It's just like out the moment, for an Avail. Yeah?
Get
there's a minute that an oval is not going to act up. Not that funny. Okay. Now, I want to introduce a new concept, which is, everyone knows about this, but I looked into it carefully, and I'm not sure that it's not being abused beyond belief, beyond recognition. And we'll see. It's not an easy concept. Pesach and I go Ashri and the Dark Emotion all quote this to that him and the Shamshin. Also, I'm just happy to have the opportunity to rush. I go Ashri, also, Lepo, Bain and Apostle, Bain and the Shamshin. I feel the Kedish Akash Lolo Noka Makupa. Ukumaduma Lee, Shemayat Sara, Fahashim, Asara, the Apostle, Shahaz, Mutual, the Connors, the Lepo, the Apostle. Maybe for a minion. I tell you this because I didn't know that, I didn't realize it. And I was once asked to go to a Sheva Brachos in my building when I was in Avela. And I said no. We need you for a minion. I said no. You can't come. Now I don't know. I don't think it's how God just quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but what's based upon it? It is condition. In my opinion, the base of it is cooler, we spoke about before. Torah Dusa. That's the cause. It's a minion. I've been here, I've sent you. They found someone else, they didn't need me. But, if not, my inclination is not to go anyway. Can't not to go. And now I realize, if I have to go, we'll be in this basement. He's going to Rick Holt, Shemadar Fosin. There's no head there for a Nusa, some of the emo. Now I was the case with emo. So I thought, you can say, that's time to go on a, suit of parade. But here, they want to make sure about the intent. Julie, just sit there. Actually, you have to eat. Wait, what's this? You have to eat something. See a big shot. What was he doing? That's already a tightrope. If you eat, you're ready to hang on and eat there. If you don't eat, you got to make sure everybody had to eat. I thought I'm not going. But I just see a cool. I think it's very important to have a fruit. This is new to me. I don't think I realized this at that time. I go to Tashi Simen Membe. In Zarek Lahashtem Atol Lechosen, a good old iconic for Lechol, correct, in my cousin.
No, no, I guess that.
Be here for a minute.
That's it, they don't even count for several.
That's a shot. For a new thing.
But,
I, where else in a minute?
Several, is it in?
What is the Shamshu story? It's in the Fakir, it's also even in the Shamshu. Both places in the Gaza, she said the finish. Fine. The Mordecai, however, quotes a dissenting view. It's in the top, top Saudi Aleph. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tuvia, who's marked to eat him on the Shamshu. What do you mean? It's not considered the oath of the Malkum Sinus. We already discussed before that the Ramah said, and earlier thought to say, it's only offered to go into the Malkum Sinus, because the main hall, everyone's dancing. If you're not in there, so then is there an answer? You're eating at home? Ramah calls 2 days. So the Kaira, you have to say, the Ramah quoted 2 days. How do you read the Ramah? You open the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says like this. And of course, the minig is you don't go into any slowly lech of a shum suda ba'olam. For you, base coach. I answer this Siv Gimel. Yesh ma'atirim la'ava lecho v'sudas nesu'an of v'smila ima m'shamsha. U'v'l'vad shavo yeh b'mokom simcha yigon v'vayit acher. V'yesh olsim v'chein no'agim. We'll get to what this. I have stopped in the middle of the sentence. Hold on a second. Hey, you're both dying. The whole shaila is you'll add it with the mishamshim without ever walking into the wedding hall. You're never going to walk in there. See with the mishamshim in a different room in the building. That's the shaila. Without eating at home, without eating in the wedding hall. That's the machlekes. It's not a question of mishamshim as such. That there's no mishamshim, same shaila. That there are many weddings you'll find that they see two people eating outside in a separate room. Don't do the mishamshim. The little mishamashim is left after. They hold from the head to eat outside the hall. They don't walk in. They never walk in. They eat outside. I have a big problem with that. You know, you eat outside, a full meal catered, costs $100, and then they go dance and the doors are wide open and the band is blaring and your mamash, you feel part of the simcha. Rubs me the wrong way. But, again, who am I? There are possible apparently who I make you. In dark emotion, it's not much for so much that way. Days after it, he quotes the Mordechai, Avel also left all the students with Mila Gimim Ramashamsh. Mila is a simple. Hobo, Hechmash the left of the Pastor with Mila Akilim Ramashamsh. Both the bias. And the bias, Achim. A different house, not a different room. I went to a chatana, one of those cases when I was in Avelis. You know, I was in Avelis at the end of May. The mamish was in Shloshim, many families got married. And I felt a few years ago. As I felt, if they're ready, if they want me there, go, I said, a bracha left, but I wouldn't eat anything. Zero. One, I was coming from somewhere else, I was mummish plot. I didn't know what to do. I was not safe. What I did was, I went into the shmur, took out some cakes, some cookies, whatever was there, went outside the building, to the parking lot. And I ate, had a murray head to eat some cake in the parking lot. Even that bothered me. But the park line, I figured that's not my stuff. It's my attacker. That's not my house at all. So I wasn't considered a part of the. It wasn't one of those outdoor weddings. But nothing was happening outdoors. It was the excluding indoor wedding. I was in the parking lot. So. Not so posh with that. But the Rambam's bottom line is, the Chayin Noagim, you shouldn't be with a Mishamshim, Raksha Ovel Mishamish Shom in Yirte the Ochel Bebeisim. Whoa! What's this all about? Look who. Although, the minute is we don't rely on the Mishamshim. That's why I think if these people eat outside in the hall, it's not right. Because the Rambam said, the minute is the Chumrah. You know what they do? I tell these people, it's again like a sex faker. Who eats outside? Close relatives. Uncles and aunts of the clubs and cows usually see eating outside. Right? That's what you usually see. Uncles and aunts of the clubs and cows eat outside. Beyond that, pop fun coolers. I can see an uncle and an aunt. You know, a person making a wedding, he's in a veil of his brother and sister, all in a veil for a parent. He has to go in, rather. He can't sit outside, I don't think. But his brother and sister sit outside. I think no one to go home. Maybe they should go home. I hear the argument that if they go home, it's going to be a uncle of the cousin, brother of the cousin, going to go home. It's going to be disruptive to his whole way of feeling. Second, find a cooler. I would say, in my opinion, if that's the case, to stay outside and don't eat. I don't hungry. Take a sandwich. Be mindful. And then when you're hungry, you go out to the car in the parking lot and eat a sandwich. This was cheap. It cost $1 or $100. And it makes it feel less father, less, but not for less. You sit there. And out there would stare at the brother more, who's married off the child. I don't know. I have my crazy idea that people look at me and they're on the sugar. But, what about the shamash? What's it all about? The Aruch HaShulchan raised it as follows. It's if you give them. This is very tricky. So what do they do? All of the shamash on the yirta, all of the vase on the HaShulchan be Minatuda. You want to have a cater meal? Have it in your car. Not the shamash right outside the room. Papi Perusha, the day I'm showing us over there, they are Yisru Rakim off of the base of Hasana. Shak Purim off of the Hope of the Vayat, Akako of the Cheder, Akako of the Sham Shem Mutter. I noticed at a wedding recently that the, very nice, that someone goes out and gives food for the caterer, and for the band, and for the photographer, and for the checking, other than the chef, someone gave a meal for the lady who takes care of checking the coat. That's the shamshim. But he said, yeah, I can understand that. Alright, fine. I'm saying that's a different world. Could be that cool as shvat. You sit right outside in the hall, you're not an inch away from the wedding hall. That's not the head of a shamshim. We're up the stairs and around the corner. Make another hour. Anyway. The also spirulu, the gamza based in chavikri. The dash, he does the shamish near Ali. Listen carefully. Dafka shimush beveis amavashlo beveis arichos amacholim mutter. But lo la hoshin amacholim lakruim the gamzeil is kitzimcha. So all of the other dafka mutter. To be a waiter in the main hall is not allowed. What you're allowed to do is you hang around the kitchen. So you're not allowed to eat in the kitchen. You're allowed to stay in the kitchen. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Which means the Kodah Rav HaShulchan are both in Faker. Mishimush, I don't mean weak Shimush. I mean Shimush in the Shkanah of the Shama is a Svar al Isser. A Svar al Isser. Have it, put it into Shimush in the kitchen, if you wish, in the Yirta. You don't want to do Shimush, you want to stay in the kitchen of Adipot. The Kiddush of here is, even though you cannot eat in the kitchen, the same as you cannot eat in the main dining hall. With shimush, the difference. You can't be a waiter in the dining hall, but you can help out in the kitchen. That's the Rav HaShulchan, but the shimush is not a character, it's a chumrah. However, Rav HaShulchan are against the Rav HaShulchan. They hold like the minute which Rosh Hashanah is close. The shivish is throw the kula. Take a look at the Kiva Egg, for example. Look at the Kiva Egg. The Ramah calls the minig, not only to the Masada Kedushin come to the wedding, but also the Chen Yuchal Lahachnes Chosin Kederach Arsbeinu Sheshnei Anoshim Machtisim Machosin Tarah Zachupa. It was called a Unterfira, someone who walks the Chosin and Kala down. It's a Tzadam and Kula. There was a wedding recently, I was told. Now a very sad story, which a young woman passed away and her son got married within Shlosh. She was very left a large family of children. And I was told that at the wedding, the father, Nebuch, who was just a recent almond, and his one daughter marched down the cousin, son, and his eight or nine other sons all walked right behind. You know, in some circles, the most prestigious circles is a whole entourage walking behind the cousin and child. Have you seen that? I've never seen that. It's not American, forgive me. But American is the wolf that comes to the church. I don't want to get involved in these things. My ideas are too radical over here. But unimplementable. But they walk down behind. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I thought, you see, Rabbi Akiva Eger calls that I got on to by making a million. Quarter against starting to put up. I didn't realize. Next piece is that. Minich to Poland, Shashashvinen Hochim Gam. Mutalapo. Even eat. I don't appear to even eat. Ella Shevetchila Misham Shimsa. Who all of a sudden, Misham Shimsa, far from being an Isser, as is implicit in the Oroch HaShulchan, it's by Keresh Gora Heter. And someone who's a mishamish is mutter to eat.
I don't
tell her to me. Let me parvo mishamish from him yirte. What's up to yirte? The car means as follows. The same no again, it says. That mishamishim. That what? What's going on? That parvo may not eat it as soon as it's doing. Him a mishamishim. We're machmir. Rasha Ova Mishamesh Shom Im Yirta. What do you mean Im Yirta? Im Yirta level. If you want to eat, well, but how do you mean this? Strange. Very strange. Doesn't fit well. I don't understand. And what's the kula? You can say a person who's busy with his shimush is not a full simple. They have a new kula they have now. You're available, you'll give out the benches. You'll have to take on a job. You give us the guard. You take on a job, so, it's not going to be complete simple. You're so busy with your job. Yeah, but you know, there's something called feather bedding. You learn your American history? You create jobs. Create a job to me is very, very schwer. Very, very schwer. I didn't think Muslims to walk down the aisle, I understand. Shashvinus is a weird point of fear, but you know what the Gemara Baba Batra, the whole half a paragraph about Shashvinus. It's an absolute obligation, and didn't remember, no, it's the Moshe Mishpat. Look at Baba Batra, Kuf Mendal, Moshe Mishpat, Simen, excuse me, never had the Simen Tamar. All kinds of dinim about Shashvinus, dinim, Shvinus, life, repentance, and terrorism. You walk my child, you have my child, of your childhood. You take a look at the base, left and Yehuda. Look at this, unbelievable how it's viewed. Look at this. Shashvina is Muslim. Shamshim is Muslim. Fine. How many pages? Chambe is the bottom. Kendina is Poland, Kane Oregon. Like the Chilas, Dorf, Yusman, and Shamshim. For the answer of what? Of Shashvina is the name of this nation. Abba Masharizi, Oregon. Shaderach HaShashvina, Hochim, Imam, Neres, Lechupa. Umbechad, Vimta, Derech, Lashar, Avelim. You know some and they are kind of seers. They're the hot land is cut up to the Khazla, Loyafe and also. Well the Vada Yitzhak Gamalata, they say to fabricate a job. You walk with the cotton from here to here. Like when they make you booze by a bridge. You know? And they fabricate it, it's like a football. You wouldn't pass a football out any part if you sit in a pumpkin. So they pass the day around to 10 degrees of what do they call it?
Chayka, what's the crazy name to make up? Just insult anybody. If it's over the four babies. They had two. That's 100 avails. Everyone saw up across the two steps. If you're fabricating us to Shrinas, he doesn't like that at all. Terrible. I'm against all the Shamsa business. I just don't like it. If you don't like, what can I do? But to the Aruch HaShulchan, when he bought these coolers, the Rav can come into the pastor, because after all, do you need it? Put cotton in your ears. You know, Father? As a matter of fact, in Rabbi Sol the Sefer, because her mouth is an Olam Atlas to music, what is Mokar? Shin Tari Alam Sipal. Ovel Osir Besimcha. Only one problem. What's the problem? Only the Shiva. People are Yikak, Tidak, Makeko, called Shiva. A master. Shiva is the music. A master, 100%. And beyond Shiva. A Raya Listerama. Say that hate music is most important of them. I'm sorry? No, I don't think so. I write other books. The merch is another cooler there. And whatever you do, just to kill time, it's Muslim. Look at that. Means. I thought people have a taste going on 24 hours a day. That's the breathlessness. Mitzvah is all this, the simple time is. So they have the breathlessness taste going 24 hours, but you can't take time to kill time because the mitzvah is the simple time. But non breathlessness, but the music going all the time. That means it's the simple time is. Huh? As a matter of fact, the Gesher Achaim writes, holy Kinuse Simcha are Asurim. It seems to me that you can. Well, look, someone has a tape going in the privacy of his home. There's a lot of grounds to be made. And Rav Moshe has another verse. Only if the music is the main thing. That means one's going to, I don't know, to. Some thing, and the music is an incidental. Yeah, go to the rest, and they play music in the back. It's an incidental. Or he's, I don't know, let's say he's going to a ball game, to my ball game in Mutter, and then he's in the back to play the music. That's an incidental. So Moshe is a thorough, also quoted by our Felder, that the music is only incidental in Mutter. I did find, however, a source which does ask the music. The Chara, all the Yisroom have only dancing, right? Including the Chara, it's not your fault. Chasm, et cetera. But music alone without dancing, Chara, we don't find it anywhere. I found it somewhere. In the Morgan Avram of Mishnah Brura, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, but not in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it's not in 9 days, an irony. I found it in Hilchos Moti Tisha B'Av. That's what I'm able to find this summer. The very, very end, I'm looking at an answer to it. Top cook doesn't test it. Yud. You don't do things to Chatzos of Asiri B'Av. Correct. Wow, I didn't think of that. Wow. Shulchanara and Simon Top cook Saman. This Yemu. Okay, Gazus for the Nagan de Fashir. The Bobby and Zemel from Ashmi and Kosho Shil Shalosh. This is a math man. Yeah. That's why I didn't say. That's why I didn't say the. It's for an awful cookie. Incidentally, sit down over here to eat the Ataras Kassan and the Kalan. A whole discussion about this. Okay, I'll tell you a story. About the crown of the Kalan. Right over here. Some Kustama can sit down. Oh, so I did find in Mogan, I don't think Mr. Brewer said. Where was it? A Mogan Avram who says that there's an Isser of. Of music at a Because can't shlo yisham klesh here. This is already official food by a chosn, not before the wedding. But then we say klesh here would be prohibited. But beyond that, we don't find the mitzvah stop. It's like the smoke they cook. Not the chosn, not before the chosn. Even if they didn't have dancing, I don't know if they had dancing, they didn't say recusim, usually say recusim, even if they didn't have dancing, I thought he came, it's the night before the chasna, that would be prohibited, I concede, would be prohibited for an able to be involved in that kind of a situation. But if it's dinner, and certainly if it's taste, I don't think it's necessarily a problem. But I know it's against the modern world. The modern world holds that to listen to music is an Easter gomur for an oven. And they could be in danger when they're driving a car and they're going to use it, they can fall asleep. The problem. Let's take a look here at the Gilead Marashara real quick. Now, what this is going to lead us to. And this year on Monday, I'm not finished. Because we since I was finished, basically, but not since I'll be based. This book is done today. So, since we're going to. We still have. Four more days next week, Mr. Shem. Huh? So here, take a look over here. In the Gilead Marasha, he quotes the Knesset Gedola. He says that Mutter to go into a place of the Mok of Hepsis, to a father that can go to the chuppah of his daughter, he just shouldn't eat there. Shouldn't eat there. What does that mean? The Rav Moshe has a chiddush about it. This is going to be very critical. This is something Rav Moshe has left next week. It's in Yoredeach, Chelek Beis, Kuf Samachet, Kuf Sam, Kuf Ayin Aleph. He said like this, the tzar of not going into the chasna of your daughter is more than a hefset moment, and the davar ha'aveh. And for this reason, he allows a father of a kala to go into his daughter's wedding, even in Shiva. Had it in my shul. Some Rashul Nebuch was in Shiva during the wedding of his daughter, and he went to the wedding, as per Rashul's shiva. Because for not to be there, he has a different cooler. Of Dover Ovi, so the man don't eat. That's a big tzar if you don't eat there. Take a look at it in the Pitzchei Tshuva. Huh? Any parent, I believe. I believe any parent. Dover Ovi. Your daughter's not going to marry again, you hope. She's getting married now, and for you not to be there is like losing $1 million. I can't think, I have to cool down. Nah, come on. I can understand. That is Kiddush. We bought Zavra by Hesir Faiz and Malacha. Where the whole thing is money to Zavra. Where's it? Have the Zavra that comes to and needs to go into a wedding? But I want the imam for a different reason. It would disturb the talent. He's the imam disturbing the father. Two different angles on this head of the going. Right? Is it a disturbance of the talent or a disturbance of the father? Take a look on the Ashishke Tshuva. In Simon Shinsa, it's going to be a little transition to see a little bit in this next Simon Shinsa Day, this class is all. In Pitzke Tum. So he quotes the Barhez, he quotes the Taz, who says that the hesitant will be madness. In some cases, it lies. You know what? Watch me rush through this. Let's stop here because we're out of time. And Mr. Shem, next week, we have 4 shiurim to go. We have to start to cover ground. We'll start with the Shin Sadi Bay, okay, which is a very serious question of whether although it's not to get married. There was a shalak and there was a very interesting shot. It was amazing. And all the other birth probably matters. The parent died 2 days before the father's own marriage.